In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
On this episode, is President Donald Trump using the coronavirus outbreak as cover to take down the Federal Reserve?
This is a perfect way of doing it and avert a disaster. Get everybody to stay home, everybody's income is cut off, and you start flooding the market with the new currency. And by the time they go and cash the checks, weeks later they realize, oh, these aren't Federal Reserve notes. No, at the bank they'll be getting, when they ask for cash, they'll get the new currency. This is an ingenious stroke. Ingenious.
Since the mighty Aphrodite and I have been taking ESS-60, the purest form of carbon-60, we're thrilled to tell you we're both sleeping well and pain-free. ESS-60 is raw carbon-60 that's been produced, certified, and guaranteed for safer human consumption. C60 is a mega antioxidant and is known to have 172 times the antioxidant power of vitamin C, 172 times. ESS-60 is the carbon-60 formulation used in the 2012 original Paris study that showed ESS-60 doubled the lifespan of rats. That's right, doubled their lifespan. I'm so proud to be associated with my good friends at C60EVO.com. Their scientists invented the only reactor machine of its kind to produce carbon-60 back in 1991. They've been a top producer and distributor of C60 worldwide ever since, and the demand has been astounding. ESS-60 from C60EVO.com is available in 4, 8, 16, and 32-ounce bottles. Choose from single bottles, monthly subscriptions, or cases of 12 bottles. ESS-60, the purest form of carbon-60 available. Get yours at C60EVO.com/REF/RS1. C60EVO.com/REF/RS1. Use the promo code RS1SPEC, RS1SPEC, to get 5% off.
ESS60 from C60EVO.com.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett. Pursuing the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. Revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from his studio beneath the stairs. Here's Richard Serrett.
Welcome to your Wednesday. All is well here. We're getting a little stir-crazy, but that always happens in the winter. The globalist and socialist liberal government here in Canada, led by the boy king Justin Trudeau, just tried to use the virtual lockdown that's happening to their advantage, a major power grab, or at least they tried. They had a piece of legislation all ready to go that would have given them massive taxation and spending powers without parliamentary approval. Can you imagine? Never before in 800 years of parliamentary tradition has something like this been tried. And they wanted to extend this power to basically 2022. Luckily, the backlash from opposition parties and ordinary Canadians has been very swift, and the Liberals have backed down for now. Media scientist and official archivist for the late Marshall McLuhan, Nelson Thal, is here to discuss what he thinks is going on behind the scenes with regards to the global pandemic. Nelson is recognized as one of the world's leading authorities on the science of communication, media, and process analysis. His expertise has afforded him the opportunity to define law terms for the Federal Court of Canada and develop a television series with Dr. Timothy Leary. Bill Gates once invited Nelson to contribute an essay to the book Web Weaving. While a graduate student studying at the University of Toronto with Professor Marshall McLuhan, Nelson became a McLuhan protege and served as the president of the Marshall McLuhan Center on Global Communications from 1990 to 1995. He served on the boards of directors of Torstar, Stan Lee Media, Peace Arch Films and Entertainment, and other publicly traded media companies. He's a lecturer, author, and has been a consultant to companies in the United States, Russia, Canada, and Great Britain. Nelson Thal, welcome back to Conspiracy Unlimited. How are you managing through this coronavirus panic?
Real cool, having a good time through it all.
Well, it's an opportunity to meditate, to pray, to huddle with family, and reorganize our priorities, don't you think? That's the silver lining for me.
Yeah, it certainly is. It offers us time to get in touch with the Lord, because we know that at the end time, God's wrath on mankind is going to come in various forms, and certainly this is one of them.
The big picture here, what do you think happened? Was this a bioweapon released accidentally by the Chinese, on purpose, something else going on? What do you think is happening here?
Yeah, I think right off the top of the show here, Rich, I want to say this, that in no way are we asking for people to do anything other than follow the authorities, follow their regulations, and do what the government says. They have your best interest at heart. That's the first thing. The second thing I want to say, of course, is that we should all turn to prayer, because Psalm 91 says that for those of us who keep the commandments, and of course Christ said if you want to enter into eternal life, keep the commandments. In Psalm 91, verse 6, it says, you'll be protected from the pestilence that walks in darkness. So we should take advantage of the promises that God has given us in his word. So given that understanding, I think that there's a big disconnect here. We've got 50 to 75,000 people died last year in America alone, let alone the world, of flu. And now a small number of compared to the flu have died, and they've upset the whole world. So the question is this, are they covering up the total number of deaths? Because the way they're reacting the reacting as if we've had maybe 750,000 people in America have died. So there's something, there's a disconnect here to begin with. And now the question is trying to fill in what is causing this to happen. One thing's for sure, regardless of what the number is, we know that the order of magnitude just doesn't account for the reaction and the actions of these governments. So either they're lying to us about the true numbers of people who have died. That's one way of looking at it.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's even possible. I don't have enough information as to how many deaths they can cover up. And if it's not, and if these number of deaths are within an order of magnitude accurate, then what is the alternative? Is it an attack on the Fed? Because the minute I heard, we know that the Fed is where the real damage to America was done. We know that Trump is part of the Patriot movement that wants to undo the damage done to the Patriot takeover, the Patriot movement. And so his number one target from long before he became president was take out the Fed and the Federal Reserve notes of Vatican Bank. And when he says that he's going to start issuing checks to every American, you wonder, okay, is this the way in which he's going to change the money from Federal Reserve notes to American greenbacks by sending them all checks? It certainly is something to ponder as a possibility.
So to bring down the Fed, would you then say that he's using the coronavirus as cover to do that? You're not suggesting he caused it or that he ordered it, or what are you saying?
We've got make it happen on purpose, my hop, and we have lie hop, let it happen on purpose. Now, we know that these guys never let a good crisis get away. So it just may be let it happen on purpose in order to make full use of it. So he may not have been involved in it from the beginning, but having once seen how it's going to play out, he may have decided to take steps to use it to his own advantage. But whether making it happen on purpose, obviously this is something that has been made by some group to happen on purpose. Now, we don't know who it would be, but who? Key Bono, we're always told as assassination researchers and people who are looking at the state secrets that the ruling elite cover up, is Key Bono, who benefits from this? Well, America's benefiting. And Canada's benefiting, and England is benefiting, and Iran and China are very much being, especially China's being made the bad guy, especially the way Trump insists it's the Chinese virus. And even the Chinese have officially said they think it was given to them by the Americans. So there's something there. There's a lot of smoke there. And so it very may well be something that was launched by the Americans, or who knows? We don't know.
Well, China, you could also argue, benefits because so they launched it. They created it. It got out. However it happened, they locked down Wuhan. Now, the latest report says that there have been no new cases in Wuhan, and their people are ready to go back to work. Meanwhile, the United States economy has been hobbled. So the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Italy, Germany, we could be heading, according to some economists, into a very deep recession or maybe even a depression as a result. I'm just wondering, you know, let's consider...
Well, our economy hasn't been hobbled really much at all because the labor force has not suffered many deaths. I mean, you can't remember, the U.S. dollar is stronger than ever. Everybody's putting money into the U.S. dollar. I mean, the fact that the market is not necessarily an indicator of anything. The U.S. economy was very, very strong before this. And for the U.S. worker and the workforce, the economy is based on a strong workforce. Well, the workforce didn't suffer a lot. The American workforce would have to suffer 15 to 20% of its destroyed, sickened. But the American workforce is still very strong. They haven't been affected much by this. Most of the people dying in the United States aren't even in the workforce. They're retired people.
No, that's true. That's true in Italy as well. The vast majority are in their 80s. But meanwhile, we can't shop in we can't go to restaurants. We can't shop in the mall. We can't. I mean, the service industry is a huge driver in the U.S. economy. And you know, all those people are out of work. There could be massive layoffs if this continues much longer.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, well, the thing is, how much perishable food is there that's going to go to waste? The stuff that's in cans can always be reused. I don't think it's going to last that long. I think it's going to disappear once they've got people separated and a vaccine for it. And it could be a cleansing. And you know, sometimes in nature, you have to prune a bush, and you can say, oh, wow, things are rough. We've lost a lot of twigs. We've lost a lot of leaves. But pruning can very much be a form of health, helping you become more healthy. And this could create, I don't really think right now we have to worry about the health of the U.S. economy. The world's economy is going to be, of course, in trouble. But still, how many people in the workforce can't go back to work tomorrow if the thing disappeared? How many people have we lost? This is the whole thing. What is really going on? Why have they triggered this? You got 75,000 people died of the flu last year in the United States. There's a chunk of the workforce.
Yes, yes.
That hurt the workforce. But and you know what they don't calculate? What's the benefit that's going to be derived as a result of the huge birth rate bump? We're going to get a huge, we've always been worried about not having enough people to go into the workforce in order to pay the older folks' health costs. This is a great way of dealing with the older folks' health costs. Get everybody to stay home and make babies for a month or two.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, we'll have to wait 9 months to see how that plays out.
There's a lot of benefits. There's a lot of economic benefits that they're not bringing into the equation here as well. I mean, we're going to have a big, big bump in the birth rate. And just like we had the baby boomers of the after the war, you're going to get the baby boom generation. I guess they'll call it something, the boomers. There'll be a huge generational boom. So in 16 years from now, a lot of people will be coming onto the workforce that will help the economy. And that's not being, that hasn't been accounted for.
Some people have suggested, I think there's some truth to this, that this is really damaging to the globalists because it's going to make us totally rethink the supply chain. We're going to bring back industry from China, and they won't be able to compete. Obviously, they can't hire workers here, but it'll be robotic. It'll be all automated. But they'll bring the capital and everything back to the West from China.
Oh, absolutely. This is going to hurt China the most. This is going to put them on their knees because business is not going to go to China if they were there. And if they're there, going to come home. It's going to be like, I don't know if people, our listeners, remember, but in the 60s, in the early 60s, if something was stamped made in Japan, you didn't buy it because it was shoddy. Well, the Chinese made in China, I mean, the Japanese changed the name of, they created a city there called Yusa, so that they could say made in USA when they shipped back in the 60s. So that really it's true. And you're going to find that the attitude of Americans and Canadians to products made in China, they're not going to buy it. And it's not going to be, it doesn't matter how much cheaper it is. We're going to see China's good. This is definitely, this is an assault on the Chinese. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is the uncoupling of the Federal Reserve notes. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump and his people have gone into the Fed and smashed the plates, gotten rid of the plates, got and have invaded and are taking down the Fed as we speak. And those, we know he's been printing money. He's been printing U.S. dollars for about the last year, very quietly. And we know that he's going to, I wouldn't be surprised if all these checks that go out, and you're talking about $500 billion is going to be going out, $500 to $750, almost a three-quarters of a trillion dollars in cash is going out. And you can bet those, that's not in Federal Reserve notes. It's actually, I don't know whether it's let it happen on purpose or he made it happen on purpose, but it's an ingenious way. You know, Richard, you and I have been talking about how they're going to maybe have a bank holiday and you go and you hand in one Federal Reserve note and get back a U.S. greenback. This is a perfect way of doing it and avert a disaster. Get everybody to stay home. Everybody's income is cut off, and you start flooding the market with the new currency. And by the time they go and cash the checks, and weeks later they realize, oh, these aren't Federal Reserve notes. No, at the bank they'll be getting, when they ask for cash, they'll get the new currency. And they'll come out and say, we need new currency because the old currency is tainted. It's got COVID. People have been handling it. I mean, this is a an ingenious stroke, absolute stroke of ingenious. It solves a problem without the panic, and the economy will come back booming like it's never been before.
More of my conversation with Nelson Thal when Conspiracy Unlimited returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be buried in an avalanche?
Weird foreign feeling of despair.
Or how it feels to crash a skydive?
I remember hearing a thud, feeling my body hit the ground.
Or how you would react if you were being attacked by an alligator?
At the end of my leg is this huge alligator head on my leg.
These are the stories you'll hear on the podcast called What Was That Like? True stories told by the actual person who went through it. You'll hear from a victim of an attack.
Dragging me into the bathroom and saying, I'm going to kill you, now you're going to die.
You'll hear from a man who discovered a baby.
How could this be? How could there be a baby on the ground?
And you'll hear actual 911 calls.
Lincoln County 911.
There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in.
What Was That Like is a podcast about real people in unreal situations. Search for What Was That Like on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
Overwhelmed by investing?
If you're anything like us, the hardest part is getting started. That's why we created the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Our goal is to help simplify money so it can work for you.
We invite guests to demystify investing.
At least try to be setting aside like the minimum 10% into the 401k.
will teach you the basics of the market.
Yeah, I think compound interest should be at the start of any discussion about investing. And
we've had investment professionals who teach in a simple way.
A valuation-driven bear market, you know, we haven't really seen yet, and I think everyone's thinking about it, but we haven't really seen yet.
Our Q&A episodes feature questions from listeners just like you.
So what do you think about the situation with ETBI, which is Activision?
I'm Dave Ahern.
And I'm Andrew Sather.
And we hope you join us on the Investing for Beginners podcast.
On the Investing for Beginners podcast.
You know, it occurred to me that there may be some of you who love the idea of the Life Change Tea Super Strength and the Formula 13 teas from GetTheTea.com. You know, the ones I've been telling you about for months, the ones I drink every morning without fail. But some of you folks that are on the go might be saying, I don't have time to brew the tea. Well, no problem. Let me introduce to you the D365 bundle. It comes in capsule form. It's a mild form of a colon cleanse. It helps to aid in digestion, and it helps to detoxify from outside intruders, just like the Life Change teas. And again, it's a great option if you're on the go and you don't have time to brew the tea. I'm on the GetTheTea.com website now, and I see it's on sale. The D365 bundle is usually priced at $132. That's for a 60-pill bottle. Well, now it's available to you at a special price of just $100. But there are all kinds of specials happening right now at GetTheTea.com, but you won't find these amazing products in any store. You'll only find them at GetTheTea.com.
Theoretical physicists say that there's as many as 12 hyperdimensions. Here are just three of them. Conspiracy Unlimited. Conspiracy Unlimited. Conspiracy Unlimited. Pretty cool, huh? Here's an extra one. Conspiracy Unlimited. Hey, how about one more? Conspiracy Unlimited. And the great thing is we have 6 hyperdimensions left. Conspiracy Unlimited. 5.
Media scientist Nelson Thal is here discussing President Trump's attempted takedown of the Federal Reserve. Now, you mentioned that Trump has been printing U.S. Yes. Treasury notes, not Federal Reserve notes.
Not notes. Yeah, U.S. Treasury, yes, greenbacks,
yeah,
American
greenbacks.
Money.
How do you know that?
Yeah. Well, that's what we've been told by, I've been told by people on the inside, insiders in the Treasury Department.
Well, wouldn't we see them circulating? Wouldn't we see them circulating?
Well, you see them circulating now, you'll start to see them, yes.
So they've been they've been printing them, but they haven't been circulating them until now.
Exactly.
They had
now
them ready to go.
Now people will start, a lot of these people are going to cash the check and it's going to stay in electronic form, and slowly they'll take it out and put it in their wallet here and there, and they'll probably not notice it right away. I mean, did you notice that it was how long was it that you had American dollars? From the time you had an American dollars, how long was it until you realized that it wasn't a dollar? You know, probably years.
Right.
Finally, somebody said to you, do you know there's no American dollars? And you went, what do you mean? I got one here. And you started to look at the little type at the bottom of the thing, and you went, oh, yeah, it says Federal Reserve note.
Right.
It doesn't say U.S. dollar.
Right.
So the same thing will happen. That's the way the world is. It'll be slowly seep in, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, they've had that currency for 9 months in my wallet, and I never looked. Oh, yes, it's a U.S. dollar. And the panic, there'll be no panic. They'll have averted a panic.
Well, other presidents have tried to take on the Federal Reserve, and we know what happened to John F. Kennedy. We know what happened to Jackson. We know what happened to Lincoln.
Yeah. But this is the last Trump at the end time. Samson, too. Remember the Samson analogy I gave you?
Well, just explain that for people.
If you look at the story of Samson in the Bible and the way he defeated his main enemies, the ISIS of his day, and of course he did it using a donkey's jawbone. He killed 1,000 men with a jawbone from a donkey. And of course, the donkey is the Democrat Party, and Trump's destroying the Democrat Party. And there's many other connections like that. For instance, the latest is, remember, it's interesting that Trump now is calling it the unseen enemy.
Yes, the invisible enemy. Invisible.
No, he said both invisible enemy and yesterday he called it the unseen enemy.
Ah, okay.
Either way, remember, Samson was captured and they put his eyes out, and then he pulled the pillars out from underneath the establishment and wiped out the entire establishment while blind. So Samson's enemies were invisible because he was blind, and now Trump's up against an invisible enemy. So it's another big connection that shows that he's probably the spiritual side. You know, the Bible's in a duality. The former is physical, the latter is spiritual. The first man was physical, Adam. The second man is spiritual, Jesus Christ, et cetera, et cetera. And so Trump is our spiritual Samson, and there's so many connections. I mean, we could do a whole show on all the different connections, so I won't go into all of them, but there's a few of them.
Well, I guess we should talk about the hair. Everyone talks about Trump's hair, and of course, Samson.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Samson's strength was in his hair, Trump's, and so is Boris Johnson. Isn't it interesting? We've got two guys.
Interesting.
Boris's strength is in his hair. So these people are blessed, sent back to us to rescue. God's rescuing his people once again. He always does. He hears them calling out. I mean, since 1911, the globalists started to get control of the money supply. In 1945, the Waffen-SS, the henchmen of the globalists, took control of the United States. You and I have been through that with the OSS, shutdown, Galen, Fritz Kramer, Walter Dornberger, Von Braun, et cetera, the takeover by the Waffen-SS of the American establishment, the American system, and Kennedy assassination. It's like, now the pendulum is swinging back the other way. The people have shouted out and prayed for a savior, and God's answered with the last trump. I don't have to tell you the significance of the word trump and trumpet in the book of Revelation.
Right. So does this mean that we're going to see the resurgency of the nation state?
Absolutely. This is going to, of course, this heightens the identity of the citizen and his and the nation state big time. It's going to be, look at the United States. I mean, national fervor, national identity, Kate Smith, God Bless America. I mean, it's going to be heightened. The nation state is coming back in full bloom. It's going to be very, very powerful. And it's going to be interesting to see, because I think it's going to bind Canada, and Can-Am Nation is rising. We've been talking about this, you and I. Can-Am Nation's been rising for some time. This is just another example of how well, look at how well our nations are working together to come to an agreement on a border within a few hours.
In case people didn't hear, this was maybe a year ago we talked on this podcast. You laid out this theory that Canada was going to basically self-destruct on purpose, in order to form this union with the United States. In other words, we'd have no choice, really. And you pointed to the changing of the national anthem, where it became, instead of
right.
all the what was the words that were changed?
It went from being "in all thy sons command" to a non-grammatical line, "in all of us command." And of course, What it was basically that the British, in order to save their system, because they're getting kicked out by the Europeans, in order to save themselves, they agreed to sign a peace treaty with the Patriot, American Patriot Movement. The war continued after 1776. Cornwallis did not surrender to Washington, only to Lafayette. Trump got the Lafayette peace treaty over to England. The Queen signed it. Canada therefore became a colony of America rather than of Britain when that happened. That was last year. And as soon as that happened, he changed our anthem to In All U.S. Command, United States Command. That is grammatically correct. It's not grammatically correct to say In All of Us Command. Anybody who knows anything about English knows you'd say In All of Our Command.
Yes.
You can't say In All of Us Command. It's a joke. It's not grammatical. No dean of any, I spoke to four deans. Not one would agree it's grammatically right.
So they put that in there as a little.
Grammatically right.
They put that in there as a clue.
Trump, as a clue for his people.
Well, the other
now,
thing
that, whether or not we go with a.
Sorry. Yeah. The other thing that you mentioned at the time was that they were going to, the government here, the Liberal government, was going to purposely destroy Confederation, and look what's happened since then. The West wants out.
Exactly.
Mob rule in the streets with protesters shutting down infrastructure. I've been thinking to myself, my God, they couldn't do a better job of ruining the country if they planned. And then I thought about our conversation.
Yeah, they definitely, Can-Am Nation, as it rises, they've got to go and figure out whether they're going to go with statehood or continental government. Now, in Europe, they got rid of the nation state apparatus and brought in continental government. That's what the EU is, a continental government. And they may do that here. And I don't think they've decided yet which one they'll go with, but we'll watch for it. But they're going to go with either statehood or continental government. We'll just have to watch and see which way they go. But they have to go with a new situation. I mean, the cultures are so close. We've got the Manasseh, the tribe of Manasseh, in the west coast of both countries. We've got the tribe of Ephraim. It's like we're no different than the Mohawks, the Algonquins. We're tribal people. Divided, the British put a line. We always divided our tribes up so we would battle and fight with each other. That game is over. So the tribes are starting to unite. And it's like Trudeau mentioned the north-south dialogue. We'd be better having a border north-south rather than east-west, because we've got the same tribe, Ephraim, on the east coast of both countries. So it'd be better having a north-south line rather than east-west. Now it's too late to do anything other than that. So are we going to become a state in Ontario, or are we going to elect representatives to a continental government? My guess is Philadelphia will be the Brussels, and Montreal or Quebec City will be the Strasbourg, one or the other. It'd be very interesting to see how it plays out. But we are going to move to a central, more centralized government.
Well, how does that?
The beauty of a central government is we get to keep our own culture. Yet, like in Europe, the Greeks elect representatives to Brussels, and the British used to elect members to Brussels, and they all elect to Brussels. But then they also do their own regional stuff, but there's a continental government called the EU, and we'll have a continental government here is my guess.
How does that square with the end of globalism, which we discussed?
Well, this is it. It's the effect. It's not good for the globalists. That's why I think, you know, it's not good for the globalists. The globalists are in trouble.
All right. Well, Nelson, always full value, always absolutely fascinating. You always leave me my jaw open after I talk with you.
Let's get back together in 6 or 8 months and take a look at the patterns, but let everybody start reading the grammars of the art forms and watch, because they always send out advanced, distant, early warning, depth charge messages. You can get a good handle if you're reading the grammars of these things, like looking at the anthem. Don't assume and take it for granted, and really ask simple questions, like just simple questions. And by the way, they didn't change the Canadian French anthem, which is interesting. And that's something that I still think we need to look at and is a signal of something. They changed the English version, but not the French.
Ah, what do you think that portends? What does that portend? That Quebec will be separate?
Not separate. Quebec will be maybe a country within a continental government, or a separate state, a state within the union, because I'm sure the Quebecois know that if they had their language rights ensconced within an amended American constitution, they'd feel a lot safer than the way it is in Canada with the notwithstanding, which is pretty dicey. So, you know, if you want to protect your French language rights, and the French love the American culture, they'd love economically to be a state. Oh, just think of the wealth, their standard of living would go up, and they'd be more interested in, they wouldn't give up standard of living for Canadian identity.
And then also Alberta would no longer be landlocked if they were part of the United States. They could get their oil to market.
Get their oil to market. Exactly. So we're going to see a lot of changes. The thing we're going to see is our Canadian identity is not as solid as we think. Hey, the end of Don Cherry, it may be something that was very politically planned. It wasn't just by accident that he stepped down and removed him as a symbol, because he bolstered the identity, the Canadian identity.
Interesting.
They got rid of him. So it's these things we want to watch for, and you and I will keep a logbook and be able to report back to the listeners in 6 or 7 months, whenever. There'll be a lot going on. It's going to be a lot of fun and fascinating.
All right, Nelson. In the meantime, be well. Stay healthy.
Thanks very much, and keep up the great work, Rich. You're carrying the banner for a lot of guys who've come before you, and many have, like Sherman Skolnick and Mort Saul and many of the others. You're doing a yeoman service. I want to salute you. Just fantastic. God bless you.
Okay, before I dim the lights in my little studio beneath the stairs, I'll be back in a flash with a few words about an upcoming episode. I want to welcome a brand new sponsor to Conspiracy Unlimited, and I couldn't be more proud to be associated with the good people at Hero Soap. It's owned by veterans, and their products are outstanding. Their soaps contain no chemicals, dyes, or fragrances, and they come in these really cool resealable packages, so you can take your soap with you on the road instead of using those gross hotel soaps, or take it camping. I'm using the Peppermint Cool Soap, and the moment I started lathering up, I felt a cool, refreshing, and tingly wave wash over me. I felt more clean, more refreshed, more alive. And not only does my body feel refreshed, I feel good on the inside, knowing that the Hero Soap Company supports veterans. Sign up for the hassle-free monthly auto ship, and you'll never run out of quality natural soap again. And you'll save 10%. Plus, for every soap purchased through the subscription, one soap is sent to deployed troops around the world for free. If you want to get clean and feel refreshed and support veterans all at the same time, check out Hero Soap at HeroSoapCompany.com. HeroSoapCompany.com. Look for the banner ad at StrangePlanet.ca
heroessoap.com/conspiracyshow and in the episode notes for this podcast. Hero Soap. Let freedom clean. Coming up next time, author Douglas Sirignano on Operation Northwoods, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and more.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff, they felt strongly that Fidel Castro had to be removed from Cuba, so they presented a plan to McNamara and Kennedy that they were going to fake attacks against America, blame it on Cuba, and then go attack Cuba.
Until then, I'm Richard Serrett. So long for now.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now. Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.